So you had recommended Memrise from the howtostudykorea.com, and so I installed the app, and I've been using that, and that's been really useful. But the problem is, the words from howtostudykorean.com, they're not necessarily the useful words, right? So there's like vice principal and gas range and all these words that maybe I'll learn sometime later on, but I don't want to waste time now learning them. So so I found that you can learn another course. There's this option, learn another course, and you get this list of all the things that people have uploaded, so card sets that someone's already done. And so I found this one that's the 500 most frequent Korean words. Do you know the Topic test? T-O-P-I-K?
Oh, yeah, that's the English test, right?
It's the test of Korean.
Oh, okay. I've heard
of
it.
Maybe there's one for English.
I've heard of it.
Anyway, this is apparently a list that they produce. And so somebody, I don't know where the audio comes from. That's the cool thing about this. It's got the audio all in there, and you can just use it. So...
What was that? That's wrong just, already.
Well, this is this speed round.
Oh, which
which is very stressful. So...
Naoda.
Right, so there's words that I know that I can recognize right away, but otherwise I have to scan it. I'm like,
Katta.
So this is the new 500 words?
Yeah, so this is from the 500 words, and it's broken up into sets of 25.
사실.
Thank you.
누구.
I mean, yeah, just looking at some of these words, you can already tell they're way more useful than the how to study Korean words.
Yeah, the kind of go through. Vice principal or... I mean, it's nice that he's got the lessons that have the words connected in there. So you've got the word list, you can learn the words, and then he's got a bunch of sentences that you can see them in context. But I think my preferred approach early on is just to learn the function words, the most... common words, most useful words, like and but,
right,
and the prepositions. And
well, he covers a lot of those in his early lessons, but for me, I think because I'm like in this to kind of try to learn it as best I can and hopefully one day be fluent or fluent-ish, that I'm kind of just rolling with it, and you know, I'll just learn whatever words that he shows.
Yeah,
and because eventually I'm probably going to want to learn those.
Yeah, I agree. Like eventually you're going to want to know the word for vice principal. But for me, in order to get to that first level of being able to say useful things,
right,
like if I'm talking to you, you know, I'm practicing some Korean sentences, I'm going to say the lunch is delicious or this chair is uncomfortable. You know, I'm not going to say the vice principal served the school lunch to all the pupils.
Right.
At some point, those might be useful words, but I want to get the grammar down and the basic words in conversation. So what I like about the app is it's got these different modes. Right. So you can learn new words. You can review words that you've already learned. And the speed review, which is very stressful, but is probably useful.
Definitely.
Right? It's timed. Everything else is not timed. So you can just look at it. You can play the audio a couple times and kind of start to digest it. And then the classic review gives these different modes where, like, it'll give you the written Korean word and you have to tap on the English translation. Or it'll just give you the audio and you have to either... It'll either give you a set of options for the Korean translation or for the English. And then sometimes you have to type it, but it types the syllables and not the actual characters, which is fine for me at this point. But at some point, I'd like to be able to type the characters. And then it keeps track of how many words you've learned, and so it keeps sprinkling in new words and reviewing the old words, and then little by little, I'll build up toward the 500 words in the list and be able to recognize those. And it's nice to have it on an app so I can do it anywhere. Like when I go to school to pick up the kids, and if they want to play in the playground, then I can sit there and study some words.
Nada.
No one will look at me crazy.
Oh, that's my computer talking. Nada. Yeah, and you know, that the difference between using the app and the computer is I actually prefer the computer because it has the ability, if you download the Korean alphabet onto your computer, then you can actually type, like you were just saying, you can type the words in. And on the app, it gives you the syllable. It gives you a bunch of syllables to choose from.
Yeah.
But typing it in on the computer actually makes you think, and you have to know how to spell the word. You can't come close.
Yeah. So that's what I find, that when I'm trying to learn the words here, there's a lot of gaming, the game in the system, right? So like if I'm reviewing, if I have this word, like there's six choices and I'll eliminate some of them. Like I don't look at it and say, oh, I know what that word is, right, and then search for it in the list. I'm like, oh, okay, I know it's not that one. Exactly. I know it's not that one. Yeah. I know it's not that one. Let me guess this one. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't mean I actually know the word.
Right.
It just means I could eliminate.
Yeah. So if you just covered up the answers and then looked at the word to do, it might be harder.
Right.
Because you're like, all right, what is that word? And then once you look at.
Hada.
Yeah, well, right. And you know it's not Oma.
Yeah. But that's the other thing. Is, right, it's a verb. I know it's a verb. And verbs always end in da.
Exactly.
Right? So there's six choices here, and I can eliminate three of those because they're not verbs. And so that's. It's more of a game than actually learning.
Right.
And it's very different from the old style flashcards where you'd have to do on one side. You're like, oh, what's to do, to do, to do. Then you flip it over, you're like, ah, oh, correct. No, this is more, okay, I got six choices, that one.
Hada.
Yes. All right, so here's the typing. Here is that, right? Yeah. So to receive, and I think, to receive, I don't know, but let's see. I know it ends in da, and that's there. And there's these others. Right, so given the syllables on it, you can
kind of back your way into it if you know a little bit of the word.
Yeah. And even if you don't, you say, let's see, does it start with han? Does it start with sa? Does it start with call? Let's try tata.
Tata.
Right. So actually, that word's gone. But I actually knew that word, but let's just say I thought there was like a pot in there, but I didn't know if it was the beginning or the end or the middle. Then, at least when you see it, you can kind of know, oh, okay, that's in it. That's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really help you.
So if you're typing it, then you don't have that hint.
Right.
Then you have to type it from scratch.
Right.
So another thing I don't like is you can't go back to that word.
Oh. Right?
You can't. So I got that one right, and I moved on to the next one. But say I want to review that.
Right.
I can't just hit the back button and say, okay, let me just, now that I'm looking at it, let me internalize.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that here either.
There's a next, but not a back.
Right.
창문.
All right, we know this.
So show me the typing.
All right, so we just have to kind of get there.
Okay.
나라. 잡지.
Right now it's just teaching us a few 창문. Words. I think my Korean is enabled, or I will in a second.
잡지. 가방.
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 I like how it mixes up the modes. So
right.
It's not just, okay,
창문.
Read the word, pick the English. Read the word, pick the English.
잡지.
Okay. Right, so here's one.
Okay, so time. So you have to turn on the keyboard. No.
Okay.
So I don't know where the characters are.
Right. Kabang.
Kabang.
That. Okay. And so you've clearly been practicing typing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd be doing the hunt and peck.
Yeah, well, you learn on the keyboard that to the left are all the consonants, mm-hmm. into the right or all the vowels. Oh, so that kind of helps if you're looking for a particular letter.
And you've got the stickers on
there. And I got the stickers on here. So if I'm looking for a consonant, I know at least to kind of look on the left side. And then once you do it for a little bit, you kind of get used to the general area of the letters.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you try to go back to English, it's kind of hard. You're so used to looking at the stickers.
Yeah.
You kind of forget, like, oh no, where are the English letters?
So do the characters line up at all with the corresponding sounds in English? Like, is the P
no.
on the P?
No. So okay. The B up is on the Q. The meum is on the A. Everything is okay. Totally. And in English, the consonants and syllables are all mixed up anyways. But on here, it's separated.
So yeah, that's true.
It's not going to match up.
Are they arranged somewhat by frequency? Like the most frequent character in the middle? The H.
I don't know if that would be one of the most frequent ones.
H and T. At least on verbs. So these are tied, right? If you have the app, then you can also use it on the website and you log into your
account. Yeah, you just log into your account.
And it'll know
right.
your status. So you could switch back and forth.
Mm-hmm. But one of the interesting things too here, so you have the speed round on the app.
Mm-hmm.
But on here, I think they're all timed when you're trying to guess. So
when you're typing, it's timed.
When you're typing.
Oh, that's pressure.
Yeah, when you're typing, it's timed. Oh, I used the J, not the C. So then if you get it wrong, it gives you an opportunity here.
And it shows, you the characters.
So you can just do it. You can
type it, like shadow it.
And then if you make a mistake, mm-hmm. it won't let you continue. Well, but it's red, so uh-huh. you know, okay, that's not it. M.
It's only red if you can see that it's red.
Right. And then rum, so it's timed again. And this is a different.
Okay.
So and on the computer here, they're all timed.
They're all timed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why that is.
That's another reason why I prefer the computer, because it kind of forces you to, you know, not take too much time to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
You either kind of know it or you don't.
But on the other hand, I like not being timed, because I can take the time to learn the word. Like, mm-hmm. okay, this is a new word. Let me look at it. Let me get that picture in my head. Let me listen to it a couple times. Like, you can just play the audio a couple times.
Well, you can do that here, too, when it's teaching you the word. So let's see if it'll teach us. Actually, we'll just go get out of here. And then if we go to a new lesson, learn a word.
Okay.
So we have this word.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can,
yep,
you can choose a picture if you want. But then you can just click as many times as you want.
Uh-huh.
Kind of look at it, learn it.
That's when it's in learning mode.
Yeah. So when it shows you the word for the first time,
mm-hmm.
it shows you one word, and then it shows you two at a time. So it'll teach you this other one,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll kind of start to test
you. Yeah.
So when you first learn the word, you can kind of sit there and listen to it and kind of look at the word for a while.
Right.
But it then, gives you one opportunity.
But then the next time it comes up, it's time, and you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. But it's not too difficult, because it only teaches you two at a time, so it's pretty easy to kind of remember it.
Yeah. Until they start mixing more
words. Until they start mixing more words, yeah.
And then you're like, I know that was four syllables.
But I think you can do, after you learn a bunch of words. Oh, you have a review function on the phone?
I don't know if it's review.
Edon.
Because I think on the computer, once you go through all the words, see right now, I don't really have any.
It's like I can view the list of words like this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the traditional flashcards. I can just page through, flip all the cards, and that's not actually testing me.
Right. Is that like the preview? So here we have a preview mode.
I don't know. What's it do?
Yeah. So now I'll go through all the words.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Why is there two audios on that one?
Good.
Two recordings. Oh. And then I like this, I just found this yesterday. So you can ignore a word.
Oh, right, yes.
So when vice principal comes up, you can select ignore.
Or stove.
So, or gas stove. Because I'm never going to get that right, at least not right now.
Right.
And it just keeps putting it up there because it wants me to learn it. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, that's really cool.
I don't want to know the vice principal yet. Because it also has principal. And that's only different by one syllable. Right. And I just can't remember.
Exactly.
And then you can also flag it. You can mark it. Like, I need to review this more. So it's more the traditional old style. Okay, these are the cards that I really need to work on. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it does it automatically. It just kind of sprinkles in the older ones to make sure you don't forget them.
I really like that because it helps to reinforce. Because with this howtostudykorean.com, these lessons, you get like 30 words or so each lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many.
Yeah.
And there's only so many you can remember. And as you keep progressing and learning more and more and more, if you use the Memorize app, even when you go into other lessons, it'll sprinkle in previous words from other lessons.
Yeah.
So that's really helpful.
That's another reason I switched to this 500 Korean word list. Because initially I thought, okay, I'll learn all the words for this howtostudykorean.com lesson, and then I'll go through the grammar points. But I was itching to do more of the grammar points.
Right.
And I was getting behind on learning the words because basically by the end of 8 lessons, you got to have 300 words.
Right.
I wasn't there yet, but I wanted to learn more of the interesting grammar stuff. And so this way, like, I just accept that I'm not going to be able to read all the sentences in the grammar.
Right.
But I can go as fast as I want. And then I can learn the frequent words. And then there's a pretty good overlap between the frequent words and the ones in there.
Yeah, and you can still learn the grammar points without really going through all the example sentences. Like, you still will... I mean, the example sentences are helpful, but as long as it's teaching you the grammar point, it's like, oh, okay, you can still learn the grammar point.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep reinforcing with these example sentences. Although they're helpful, it's not a necessity.
It's still a great feeling when you look at that example sentence, you're like, I recognize those
absolutely.
Words. I just learned those words.
It. Yeah.
And I can understand that.
Yeah.
Because then you can focus on the grammar point itself and not on picking apart what the individual words are. Where does the word start? And now is that a particle? Is that part of the word?
If you were to do it that way, it does take a lot more time. And that's kind of the route that I've been doing. I'm just kind of accepting that it's going to take a while. And I guess, I'm in real no super rush to get everything done. I figure I'll just take my time, learn all the words I can, learn the grammar points as they come along, and eventually, hopefully, it all just comes together.
Yeah. I'm feeling the pressure of this public challenge that I can't just say, I'll learn it eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to say, okay, I've got a year to do it, and so I better get going. I'm slacking.
I think you're doing great. It's been, what, 3.5 months now?
About 3.5 months.
And I think you've come a long way. I mean...
Yeah.
You know a lot of words.
Thanks to the Memorize app, I know a lot of words. I definitely like being able to learn a few words at a time wherever I am.
Yeah.
Right. If I'm just sitting there, I got 5 minutes, then I'll do a couple rounds. And
you know, worst case scenario, if you're trying to communicate with somebody in Korean, if you don't know all the grammar that goes into the sentence, you can kind of just fake it with the words in the sentence.
Yeah.
And if you make small sentences, you know, if you're hungry, you don't have to say, oh, I'm hungry, are we eating? You can kind of just say, like, unshi?
Unshi? Food?
Chigum? Chigum means now.
No.
Chigum? Unshi? And I think they'll kind of understand, so you can kind of get by.
Yeah, I'd still rather
Of course, say an actual sentence. That's not the end of the world, yeah. You'll still be able to communicate yourself.
Yeah, because that's like... Someone coming to visit and sitting at your table like, food? No?
Yeah, but they understand, you know, you're a foreigner and you're not Korean, so
yeah.
I think you get a little bit of slack cut for you.
I'll take the slack, but I'll try to climb as high as I can before that.
Yeah, it'll be exciting after a whole year. See how far.
Yeah, we'll see. 3 months and I don't know, it's to memorize tracks my vocabulary, and it says I've mastered 100 of these 500 from the frequency list, and then how far did I get? 297 on the howtostudykorean.com. But I disagree with their concept of mastered.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of these words that, you know, I've gone through, cycled through a couple times with these little tests and tapping the right things, but I don't know what the word is.
It's like you said, you're gaming the system into thinking that, oh, he knows all these words.
Yeah.
He keeps getting it right every time we test him.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing, I wish it had an I don't know button, right? Because when I'm doing these tests, like the multiple choice, I've got to pick one of those. And even if I blindly pick, then like 25% of the time, I'm going to pick the right one. And then it's going to record that I got it right,
right,
that I know that word. But really, I was just trying to get to the next word because I had no idea.
Right.
And if I do that enough times, then it's going to say, okay, he knows those words, he's mastered it.
Yeah, you don't want the computer to think that you know those words when you really don't.
No. No, I don't. And that's the difference between the game, where you want a high score in the game by getting things right, and learning stuff.
Right.
And actually spending the time to study it. And that's one of the reasons I don't like the speed round, is I'll go through and like, okay, I have no idea what this is, but I want to. Right? So let me stop. Let me pause and learn that word. But it thinks I've already mastered it.
Right.
And then I miss it, and it's probably going to throw it back in later on in some review round. But I'd rather do it right now because I see that word and say, okay, vaguely remember that one. I want to know it, but it's too late because
right.
The speed round's already moved on to the next word, and it's not coming back. But it does, after the speed round, it does show you the list of the words reviewed, so you can go in and do that. So I think it's really well done, and it's free, which is nice.
Exactly.
And it has these built-in word lists that, you know, someone's created this word list with the audio, and it's there, and it's nicely integrated. So like in 5 minutes, you can install this app, you can pick a word list that... You all right there?
Sorry, I'm just... for all you listeners out there, I'm just recovering from a cough, so... I'm trying to keep it under control, but it's kind of difficult.
So in 5 minutes, you can install the app, you can pick one of these lists that someone's already created, and you can start learning those words. You don't have to create the cards yourself. You don't have to record the audio. You don't have to do anything. You can just do it right away. And then with these frequency lists, then you've got, you know, 500 most frequent words. If you know 500 most frequent words in a language, you're going to be able to say quite a bit.
Right.
As long as you have some grammar to glue it together.
Yeah, I mean, in this site too, for people who are more visual learners, then it's really cool how they offer you, people can also set up different pictures and memes
mm-hmm.
for you to try to help you try to remember the words. So that takes a little bit more time, but if you're a visual learner, you can kind of use these pictures to associate the word.
Yeah.
And that also helps to try to remember the word too.
I find a lot of those are just K-pop pictures that I have no idea what...
Right, it's references to these K-pop idols who you have no idea who they are.
Yeah,
but they have tons of likes, so people, you know, they're very popular, so people know who they are, but we don't.
Yeah
a lot of them are, but I actually made one.
Yeah.
So do you know the Korean word for to get ready, or to be ready, to get ready?
No, nope, but I will in a minute after you teach
me. It's so it's chunbihara. Yeah, chunbihara.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a picture of a bee,
mm-hmm.
and I had him, it was like a picture of a bee making honey, and I wrote a caption like, June bees getting ready for the summer.
June bee had a...
Yeah, so now I'll always remember to be ready from that one thing.
And now I will too.
Yes, see that?
So I remember house from when you wrote the review of Memrise.
Yeah.
You had the example of the cheap house.
Yeah.
And there was the picture of the house falling over. This house is cheap.
Yeah.
I will never forget
that?
Cheap.
I mean, so they do have some useful pictures.
They do. Some of them I find are useful, but there's some words when I'm just flipping through the suggestions, yeah. and it's just these K-pop idols that I have no idea who they are, and it doesn't help me remember the word.
Exactly.
Right? It's just some guy.
Yeah, but in this way, it's also a lot more time consuming.
If you pick those,
if you go through and find a picture for each word, I used to do that when I first got it because I wanted to be all in, and it suggested I do that, so I wanted to take all the suggestions and all right, I'll do this. But it really, you put in hours and hours of studying, and you just keep progressing really slow.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped doing that.
Yeah, I think I'm not the kind of learner that requires those pictures. Mm-hmm. I find them useful for certain words that I can't remember otherwise, and then if I have this graphic in my head, then I can remember it. But a lot of words I just, right? I have a card that says, this is this word, this is what it means, and then I remember it, and I don't need to take the time to stick a picture on there.
I wonder what it has for a gas range.
It had a bunch of pictures of stoves.
Yeah, yeah. American gas range. Hey, you can remember Gasoranger.
Gasoranger.
By gas range. Oh, really? Okay, I couldn't figure that out just by trying to read the word.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to practice some of the words for the audience?
All right.
Run down the list here. So how can we do this? You want to use your 500?
Yeah, let me do that because those are the ones I've actually studied.
For all the Korean listeners, they can kind of critique how well you're pronouncing these words.
Okay, so I'll do the classic
review.
Idon is such, like this. To be many, manta.
Manta.
More. Ooh, more. Tall.
Tall.
Together with. See, this is one where I'm going to do the elimination. So it's not eel. It's not cheap. It's not chota. It's not chom. It's going to be hamje.
Hamke.
Oh, hamke. All right. Much, many, a lot. That's man-i.
Mani.
Mani.
Ai.
Ai, that's a kid. You. That's one you're not supposed to use, right? I was reading...
That's in a sentence, right.
You're supposed to avoid saying you.
No.
So it's good that the word is no, because you're not supposed to use it. Time is eel. No. Jigang. No. See?
Close, very close.
Oh, is it she something or she something?
There you go.
She gone.
There you go.
She gone.
All right, she gone. Saddam. Person. No. Wait, I thought person was Saddam.
It is. Is there another word for it?
Yeah, incon.
Ingan.
To be born. Nada.
Nada.
Yay.
Yeah, I learned something too. I didn't know there was another word for a person.
I just came across that.
But that makes sense. Ingan, because a lot of words, like, you add the in at the end. So foreign means Wegu. Foreign country is Wegu.
Mm-hmm.
But if you add Wegugin, it's for a foreigner.
Okay.
So maybe a foreign person.
Okay.
So it has something to do with that. It makes sense.
All right. 10 words just reviewed.
Look at that. Moving right along.
All right, now you get to do it.
Oh, geez. Okay.
You do it on the set.
All right, let's see. What lesson? Should we just do this lesson? Well, I don't know if I made it this far.
No, you should review. Do one of the reviews. There should be words that you know or think you know.
Okay. Let's see. Well, one of the first few I'll definitely know. So let's go to lesson 4. Do you want me to, not the games, right? Just the previews?
No, do some kind of game. To...
Oh, well, it's going to have to learn all the words because I haven't used it in a long time.
Oh.
So right now it's like I haven't even learned them. So I don't know if I can...
Do you have any
You place... can test me.
No. Do you have any place where you've... With words that you've... Do you have any places with words that you've learned? Here, use the app then.
Okay.
All right. See how it's first time using the app, see if it works.
Mother, omoni.
Omoni.
Like this? Well, I know this is E, but I don't know like this. Do you know? All right. E, no. Well, if I don't know, I don't know what I'm going to do here. I don't know this word.
I think you can hit the next arrow to skip.
Irota.
Ah, okay. Irota. Didn't know that. Next. What is this? Pass, elapse, go on? I don't know these words. What is this?
Chinada.
I never heard of that word. To have or to take. Alright, we're getting out of this.
Hold Bail. On.
Wait, what is this?
Do it for the 1 to 25. Those are the most common words. Ooh, speed review. That's what you should do. See how well you know the 25 most common.
To not be. I think it's... Ah! One. Han.
Han.
Word speaking. Mal.
Mal.
To give, to do for a person, juda.
Juda.
To speak, malhada.
Marada.
Marada. Thing is, ka.
Ka.
Do not exist, opda.
Opda.
To not do.
Anta.
To do for the sake of, oh no, no idea.
Oh, yes! Yeah, you guessed.
He, that. Ku.
Ku.
We, uri.
Uri.
Day, il.
Il.
This two-person teeth. E.
E.
Year.
He's on a roll.
Yan.
Yan.
To go, kada.
Kada.
Face, confront. I don't know. Yes!
Pick the verb.
Subscribe to see. Poda?
Poda.
I, na.
Da.
However, is.
Oh, timed out.
No. Way, method, number.
Oh!
Oh, after three, you're up.
Yeah.
Oh!
Three strikes.
All right, man, it's a 17.
17, that's so bad.
It's fun. It is nerve-wracking, though.
Like, yeah.
If you don't know it automatically...
you visually have the thing going up the side, counting
so you
down.
Know.
You're like, which right, I gotta pick right. one, I gotta pick one. Oh, now you've just messed up my score by missing all those words that I know.
Did you know the ones I got wrong? Did you know?
No, not all of them. Uh-huh. No. I would have guessed. So here's the problem. So they have caught... for a thing or an object, but then they also have ka for
right.
thing, and then those will show up in one of the multiple choice options as the two of the options. So the answer will be thing, and they'll have ka and ka,
and
they're both correct. They're just.
Could you pick both?
No.
So
no.
It's the real one with the shield at the end.
Well, it depends on how it's entered in the list.
Oh, so it's a total guess.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not cool.
But memorize is just putting the words up based on what's in the list.
Right,
so
right exactly.
They don't know the difference.
Right.
It's just that the word list has these two similar words with the same definition.
Now, can you edit the word list at all?
I don't think you can. I haven't tried.
You're stuck with...
I think because it's drawing from a common list
that
someone put up there.
Yeah. That would be nice if you could you know, once you start using it and just edit it so it just edits yours.
Yeah.
And doesn't go through all of them.
Yeah, it lets you ignore them, but it doesn't let you to modify the definitions. And there's things like, you know, if there's a definition that has parentheses or an extra space, when you're typing in, it's got to be exactly that.
Right.
And like, if you don't know that's how it's listed in the word list, then you have no way of getting that correct. All right. That's memorize.
Cool app. Should all try it.